This is the Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. Here are your hosts, Mike Herzing and Dr. Lisa Liao.
Welcome, everybody, to the Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. I'm Mike Herzing, and this amazing lady right next to me is Dr. Lisa Liao.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. We appreciate that you subscribed, liked, and commented. Please send out us an email on any of your questions.
Dr. Liao is the Chief Medical Officer right here at Meridian Health Institute, Sugar Land, Texas, and it's a great week. Weather's getting better.
Weather's getting better. The fronts have moved past.
Speaking of which, you know, last week we talked about a referral experience, and you just mentioned about cold fronts coming in. You know, with my knees and joints and, you know, artificial shoulder and things like that, the front's coming in, I can tell you a few hours in advance, you know, and I'll wake up in this, and then I know people that have headaches.
Yes.
Stuff. Why does that happen?
Great question, because a lot of people will say, gosh, my pain level's increasing. I'm like,
I feel
have
terrible.
You checked the barometric pressure? So that's kind of one of the, not necessarily a game, but a task that I assign a lot of patients as they're experiencing pain levels and they have a diagnosis of where they live in chronic pain, whether it's rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, fibromyalgia. I mean, I could name plenty of different things. Traumatic arthritis from just simple old osteoarthritis. When you have a little bit of wisdom and sage in your bones, you might feel it in your bones when a front comes through.
Okay. Osteoarthritis and traumatic arthritis and things like that. I know when you look at an x-ray, it's kind of a fuzzy spots and things
yes.
like that. What does that mean to
a layperson, if I'm looking at, let's talk about knees because you know that one really well, having two knee replacements, is that when we look at bone on bone, it's the loss of the cartilage between the bones. You're losing the function of that joint. And that grinding that causes that is an inflammation that can actually, when the weather comes in, that synovial fluid that is around starts to swell. So you have pressure, just like if somebody who's deep diving and they have to go into the pressure chambers because they're coming up too fast. It's the same thing. Our bones feel that, and our joints will have a little swelling in relation to that as a response to the pressure. So that's why we say check the barometric pressure, because I actually know what mine is. It's 29.96, and I can feel the difference. I usually feel it in my left shoulder with the rheumatoid arthritis. And when that happens is that the body is being compressed by the barometric pressure.
Okay.
And in addition to that, your body responds by making more fluid to try and pad itself. However, in a joint space, it only has a small area, so that fluid elevation causes discomfort or pain.
Okay, now, this is barometric pressure, has to do with the atmosphere and things
right.
like that. Does, but just out of curiosity, does elevation make any difference? If I'm in Denver or if I'm in New Orleans?
Sure.
Is that going to make a difference?
That's great, because you're talking density altitude. So density altitude, if we're in, you know, Denver, we're at the Mile High City, as opposed to being in Sugar Land, Texas, so we're at 82. and the reason that that's important is that, you know, if you're flying from one place to the other.
Which she does.
The pilots want to check their density altitude because that same altitude can actually function depending on the density barometric pressure that it's showing a lower altitude or a higher altitude. And that's kind of important information when you're landing a plane, don't you think?
I think so too. But you can't always use your joints. You have to use instruments. But
yes, thankfully. And thankfully that we have a lot of instruments that are out there that can help guide us. And those instruments help us, you know, I love the teamwork when it comes to flying. You've got the tower, you have, you know, here you have Houston Control, you're being passed off, you're changing different areas, and it's this beautiful skylight that I like to fly at night because it's so calm. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when barometric pressure comes in, and last night, you know, we had here in the United States, we had several. We had the cyclone bomb in California. Here in the Southwest, we had some storms that we reached 30 and 40 miles per hour of winds.
Right.
So if you had some decorations out, you might want to have taken them down the night before.
Or
otherwise,
they're down the street.
They're down the street, which we saw this morning. And then out in the East, they're experiencing a lot of tornadic experience. So it's the same thing. You have to think of your body as this place that is kind of floating in water. So anything that enters that water is going to affect it.
Right.
If you swirl it. So in other words, if you swirl it, which could be the same thing as if you ate a lot of sugar, you're going to cause your all the neurochemistry to go into a tornadic type activity, and you're going to feel like crap. So when I talk about anti-inflammatory nutritional plan is decreasing things that cause inflammation, so that when we have the barometric pressure change or front, change in weather, change in altitude, your body can handle it better because the inflammatory factors are not available to inflame.
Okay, so in other words, there's nothing there to inflame. It's,
correct.
It's not there. So, all right. Now, what about headaches and things like that? Because I know you're talking about people have migraines when the fronts come in. And,
right.
And that stuff's pretty debilitating. I mean, there are people that migraines just knock them out for the day.
I mean, absolutely. Just... And so I always share with people is that a lot of times when there is a front, they'll start with a tension headache. And sometimes that tension headache can be caused by your posture. You might be clenching. You might be grinding. Everybody knows...
Yeah, I do too.
I wear a splint. I'm showing it on TV for those of you that are listening. Putting it back in my mouth now. So it doesn't hinder the way that I speak. And what that does is that gives me about a 4 millimeter leverage on my TMJ joint. My TMJ joint is collapsed more so than a lot of people because of my rheumatoid arthritis. So instead of having a joint replacement and a scar for life, I was able to do dentistry to prevent that. And by doing that, it actually helps to prevent headaches. Now, when a front comes in, you can still get a migraine because of the pressure changes and the squeezing, and that squeezing causes inflammation. And that reaction is that your blood vessels can dilate or vasoconstrict, and that causes a severe migraine. And there are medications that you can take. And a lot of people, you can just take a little oxygen. You know, there's boost oxygen that a lot of people take when mm-hmm. they're at the mountains. You know, that's one of my first go-tos is to take boost oxygen. And 80% of the time, that'll relieve a migraine for a lot of people. So that's a nice thing to have that's a natural. At first, some people, they're going to need a triptan or a type of medication to help relax those vessels and take the migraine away. And if they're nauseous, there's medication for that. But if we can prevent it, that's the best case to do, is preventing it.
You know, I've been up and riding dirt bikes and things like that at 10,000 or 12,000 feet in Colorado, Engineer mm-hmm. Pass and things like that.
So
and
yeah, cool.
You get a headache.
You get a headache.
And you're just like...
And you're thinking you're dehydrated, but that's not it.
Yes, you're right. It's just like, I can't get my breath. I can't do this. We need to go down a few thousand feet.
Yes.
And you, all of a sudden your headache will go away and things like that. So,
because you're getting enough oxygen to the area.
You need
so it. When you have a vasoconstriction or a vasodilation, what that's happening in the brain vessels and all your vessels in your body is that you're not transferring your oxygen capacity very well. So that's why you feel tired, nauseous, and have a headache.
I've heard these things about dilators and things like that, all this mm-hmm. medication.
Right.
Things like, now, what about, is there anything natural we can do to help with that? I mean, I know the joints are here, and I talk about different type of medications to help mm-hmm. lubricate our joints and things like that.
So absolutely. You know, there's something that's called NRF1, NRF2. It decreases the inflammatory process. A lot of people probably remember the first commercials that ever came out on TV with Celebrex. And the reason why I remember that so well is because I worked with Eric Estrada during that time on Ataque tu Arthritis, which was Attack Arthritis. And we did a nationwide campaign to teach people how to decrease that inflammation by using this Celebrex, Celexicoxib, which is now generic. There are naturals that actually do the same thing.
Wow.
And that is looking at nutritionals like glutathione, chondroitin, glucosamine, bromine, papain, NRF1, NRF2, and those are just a few. And probably the most popular right now is CBD. And there's CBD water, which can be ordered at waterevent.com. That's one of the companies that I have been really proud to work with. And people can have that. And I have a lot of patients that order that because they'll drink half of it before going to bed because it also helps them to sleep. So not only an anti-inflammatory, it also helps with anxiety and decreasing sleep. So there's a lot of natural things that are out there.
It's funny. You can get really good night's sleep 3 or 4 days in a row, and it's crazy how much better you feel.
Absolutely. The body craves sleep. We can only restore when we are in stage 4, stage 5 sleep. That's our restorative sleep. But we have to get there. So if you're dreaming, you're not getting restorative sleep.
You know, I've seen people that wear the Apple Watch or one of the, you know, smart mm-hmm. watches, and they'll go, ooh, I didn't sleep very good last night.
Because they're tossing, turning, and their oxygen levels probably decreased.
Especially if you have crazy dreams. I drank this or ate this or whatever, and I had crazy dreams last night, you know. And so this is something that's actually not a good thing, right?
Correct. You should actually eat early so that you don't have nightmares or dreams of sorts that are unpleasant. And, you know, that's also really important to have protein and vegetables at night as opposed to a high carb or high red meat at night, because that does affect your sleep.
You're kidding. Really?
Yeah, it really does. Oh,
that's no fun.
Ask me how we all know.
You know, it's everybody goes to Luby's at 5:30 in the afternoon, all these old folks there, you know.
They have salads, and they have very good salads.
Yeah, that's salads, and they'll be try to eat light. You know, somebody told me that you eat like a prince at breakfast, a king at lunch, and a pauper at dinner.
Correct.
You know, and so it's kind of a cool thing to do it, but yeah.
Intermittent fasting. A lot of people will intermittent fast for breakfast, and I'll share with them, if you're having trouble losing weight, switch it to where you're doing the intermittent fasting, skipping dinner. And Denali just joined us, watching.
Yes, she's doing her guard duty,
she's watching, making sure everybody's okay.
But, you know, if you have any questions about this and you've got your experience or you've got any kind of ideas that you want to give us, you know, always info@everydayhealthhacker.com, and we'll always answer.
We'd love to hear from you.
All right, that was great.
Look forward to seeing everybody next time. Please subscribe, like, and comment, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
As always, on behalf of Dr. Lisa Leal, the awesome staff right here at Meridian Health Institute, our producer, Jack McCraw, myself, I want to thank everybody for listening, watching, subscribing, and really hope you enjoy it. Don't forget, info@everydayhealthhacker.com. You can find us all over the place.
Have a blessed week.
Have a great week.